10th of May, 2021. Thank you for listening. I took a break. Sorry for hitting the mic. I took a break, and you guys are still listening, and I freaking respect the hell out of that. So thank you. And I try not to look as much at the numbers, because I feel like famous people can't look at how much. How do I put this? You just can't look at the numbers too much. You know, like, I can't look at the numbers too much. I guess it's you just can't worry, right? That's really what I'm trying to say. What I'm really trying to say is, the fuck is up with this kombucha I'm drinking, right? You know, fuck. Talking about counting shit. This thing is half chia seeds. I'm literally drinking chia seeds. It's the weirdest shit. It's almost like, it's kind of bullshit, to be honest. It's half chia seeds. It doesn't even make sense to me. It's like it's called strawberry chia. It's from that GTS kombucha brand, whatever the fuck that is. And I just got it because I was like, I'll try this flavor. And then I think chia seeds have a lot of kombucha, so I can't be too upset. I just don't want to. I don't know. Chias are just weird, though. When you eat a chia, well, I'm drinking it. That's the weird thing. It's almost like a smoothie, but I thought it was going to be like a kombucha. It's like my brain doesn't know what to do with that information. Fuck me up. You know what else fucked me up? So I drove 8 hours to Fort Myers, Florida. It was a decent drive. And I want to make it very clear that I don't do any sort of illegal drug, any substance. And I'm saying that because I think it's important to say that, because I'm going to use words that are associated with other illegal substances. But people discount how fucked up you can get on legal drugs. Because I was pretty blasted on that 8-hour drive. You know, and it was, most of it was due to caffeine. It's just a fuck ton of caffeine and sugar a little bit, right? Because, you know, I had some coffee with a little cream or. Yeah. I mean, I don't really have the sugar straight up. So, yeah. And, yeah, you get pretty freaking blasted. Like, I was tripping. I was like, it's kind of what meditation does. Like, meditation gets you into a mindset that's not normal. And one of Joe Rogan's guests put it in a great way, and I forget the dude's name. I want to watch it again. But he basically is saying, like, when you meditate, there's, like, certain systems that go offline. Right? Like, your setting. Because when you really meditate, you don't know where you are. So, it's your place. Then your time goes away because you don't know time. You don't know future and past. And there's something else. But those are the big ones. And when I'm driving, and I'm, you know, when you're driving, you're not really focused on the time. I'm not, at least. Like, that drive, my mind just wanders. I'm taking the wheel, and my mind's going like, why are you doing this? And I don't think that's right. And have you thought about this? My mind starts doing things that it's now functions in this hyper creative state because the rest of my body is fully automated. And on top of that, I'm wired because of the caffeine. So it's just like state of automatically doing things. So I'm not looking at the time. I'm not worrying about my place. I'm just driving. And I can do that partially because of the caffeine. Caffeine's like, we're getting to our destination, buddy. So it just don't worry. You're not sleeping. So then you go, okay. And you drive. But then your mind goes, like one of the things it was going through is like, well, what is our basic needs? So then I'm like, well, Maslow has a hierarchy. And I looked at that and I'm like, well, it's not really. And then just my brain does this. And sooner or later, you're driving 70 miles down the road listening to porn. Just because it's like, well, why not? Like, you know, why not? Like, it'll be fun. Just watch some girl get railed on the road. It's fun. Don't knock it. All right. Driving, watching porn while you're driving is a fantastic pastime. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Listen to it. Don't watch it. I need to misrepresent myself here. Do not watch anything while you're driving. Listen to the screams, the weird sounds, and the fun words they say. Like, dude, she was wild. She was like, keep it in. He nodded. And she goes, keep it in. And it's like weirdly real. When I think of it, it's funny. Like there's humor to it. It's funny. But like in the moment, you're like, God, this is hot. This chick saying, keep it in. And I don't know what that is. It has to be something with just being at the most vulnerable state you could be in. Like you're banging someone. That is the most vulnerable state you can be in. And I think that's the reason why we feel so much shame when we just fuck anyone or masturbate to anyone. And it's not kind of someone special or someone we feel this divine spiritual sort of feeling towards. You know, and maybe I'm overstating it, but you know, when we fuck someone that we did out of just, I don't know the word, but out of, and it's almost like disrespectful. When we do it in a way that's disrespectful, doesn't honor us or the other person, we feel shame because we're so vulnerable in that moment. Like when your dick is in someone's pussy and someone's pussy is around someone's dick, that's vulnerable, man. That's like the most sensitive part of you in the most sensitive part of the other person. I mean, fuck. That's the reason why rape is so egregious. Because you're forcing yourself onto someone's innocence. And it's innocence because it's like, that's what they keep sacred. That's an obvious way to look at the profane and sacred, which I talk about a lot. Where there's things that you're very profane and you're very open about to sharing. It's like, whatever. I don't know. I lift weights. I don't know. Whatever. I care about diet. Some of it's obvious because you look at someone who's fit. You go, oh, okay, they care about health. See someone who's fat. You go, oh, okay, they don't give a shit. Really. They love burgers, right? Unless they go, I'm healthy and I'm not fat. And then you realize, okay, this dude's delusional. He doesn't look in the mirror. Or he looks in the mirror and doesn't see what everybody else sees. Right? But what it really is that dude is keeping the fact that he's fat sacred. He's not making it profane. Right? He's not telling everyone I'm fat. Because he wants to keep that to himself. It's weird. But the best thing you can do is be honest. And to keep certain things to yourself, like sexuality. You don't tell that to everyone. You find a girl who you think is worthy. You go, oh my God, she's gorgeous. Holy. I can't even, I don't know what to say. You literally are in a state of just babbling, right? It's like speaking in tongues. Because you're like, this girl is that pretty. And then that sort of girl, well, it's just you can't describe how pretty it is what it is, right? It's not necessarily looking at someone and then just fucking disintegrating. It's not that. It's just looking at someone and not just seeing their, like, God within them, you know? It's like seeing this divinity of their beauty. So then you walk up to them and you say, hey, I'm Bill Buttfucker. And what's your name? She's like, oh, I'm Sasha Dildo Sucker. And you go, oh, it's nice meeting you, Sasha. And you meet up, go on a date, maybe schmooze a little bit. It doesn't work out. Fine. But maybe you didn't bang because you go like, well, I still consider this sacred. And as much as this female is beautiful, it's not going to work out. And so honestly, you would, as much as she's beautiful, you would feel a little, not shame, but you would feel like, yeah, I wasn't the one, you know, and maybe I shouldn't have given it to her, right? Just because she's pretty, that's not a good reason. It's not. She was blessed with an amazing fucking gift. Just being absolutely gorgeous. You know, it's like a dude being born rich, right? His dad just gives him a bunch of money. Fucking beautiful, dude. And a female who's rich is intimidating. Like a female with a really nice Jeep, you kind of just okay. Because you got to think, like, if a girl has a really nice, because most of the time, for some reason, they love Wranglers. You're kind of going to be like, maybe not this girl. And you might hesitate. Unless the girl really is like, oh my God, like it's easy to talk to this bitch. You're kind of like, well, I'm not going to go through the effort. You got to pick and choose. And you got to. As a guy, you got to. You got to do that. You got to pick and choose. But I was really, for some reason, big on needs. It's like figuring out what everyone's needs are. And I have a list of them, but with what I believe it is, but I don't want to share it. Because I don't, when I really thought about it, and I, of course, you know me, I think everything through completely. As much on this podcast, I do babble like an idiot sometimes. There's a lot of reasons for it. There is a lot of reasons for it, man. It's like this chia drink. I mean, it literally is fucking me up. Certain drinks I just can't do. Like, if I was on here drinking, like, actual alcohol, I wouldn't be able to function very well. Certain things I just can't do, and this chia drink is not great for this podcast, but you know me. You know I think things through. It's not a good idea to have those ideas. What is the four things? Like, no, just reducing life to something like that is not good. In my opinion, I don't think it's good. I think it can be helpful momentarily, but it's not good to base, I think, your life on that. I don't think that's good. I think it's good to figure it out. Like, maybe, like, what are the big things? But don't keep checking up. Do it to set your life straight. But don't do it to keep and go, well, what if I need it later? Don't worry about later. Don't worry about later. Get your life focused now and then head in a direction. I mean, how boring is a dude who you talk to him? And Cesar Millan was kind of like this. You know, it's cool because he had, like, things figured out, it seemed like. But the point is to never have things figured out. That's the point. I honestly believe that is to not have things figured out and be okay with that. Because there's something magical about someone who has things figured out. Well, the key to love, the key to life and to training your pet is love, is the respect, is a community, and kindness. And then you go, yes. He goes, yes, those four simple things. And he'll do. He'll be quick about it. It won't be like the, even that slow. It'll be like, and you walk your dog and it's the same thing. And you meet their neighbor and it's everything. It's everything in life is kindness, respect, love, and everything. Oh, yes. Well, what do you, and the last questions. Like, and I'm talking about Cesar Millan on Tom Segura's podcast. Man, I'm sorry about tapping the mic, man. For real. I got to get a new mic. But he'll be so quick about it. And it's fun for in the beginning. And it's all right in the beginning. There's something maddening about that. Something maddening about a dude going, everything is this simple. Well, yes, well, how does it? And what you're trying to do is you're trying to base, it's confirmation bias. Someone says something and you're trying to confirm how it relates to your system. And then you may even say, well, my system isn't the only system, but it works. It's like, yeah, it might work for some things. But it's not fun. It's not fun to me to talk to someone who goes, oh, yes, well. Well, I'm actually doing the accent still. But if someone goes, well, if you look at church, it's, well, if you look at someone who has an issue, like I can't, with my neighbor, he just, his dog always shits on the front lawn, and I swear to God, when it rains, it just keeps stinking, and now it's spread everywhere, and I can't even walk. I can't even walk without stepping in shit. And you say that to someone, just like that. And they go, well, have you forgive them? And you go, yeah, I mean, I forgive the first one. And they go, well, Jesus says, forgive them. Well, forgive them how many times? Well, Jesus says forgive them as many times. It's like, no. Well, I'm just saying it was written by God. Turn the other cheek. Turn the other cheek. Allow him to hit it. No, dude. I just want him to stop shitting on my lawn. That's all I'm saying. I just don't want him to shit on my lawn. And the guy's like, yeah, pray about it. It's like, okay. That system works for you. But you gotta, there's gotta be some nuance there where you go like, I don't even find that it's an issue. It's just like, it's just boring. It's just not a fun person to talk to. Someone who says shit like that. You go, okay, dude. Sorry I fucking brought it up. Because it honestly, when they say shit like that, you can almost see that they're telling themselves. Well, how can I... Ah, it does make sense. Okay, I'm right. I'm still right. Okay. That's what they're telling themselves. Low-key. Unconsciously. Well, turn the other cheek. It was written by God. Okay, I'm right. And those people suck. I'm that guy a lot, and I suck. You know, that shit's not fucking good. It's not good to do that shit. It's fucking goofballs. Dude, I'm thinking about getting HelloFresh. Thinking about it. A buddy of mine just got it, and he's like, oh, they give you 12 free meals right in the beginning. That's a good deal, man. Dude, these chia seeds better not, like, give me some serious diarrhea or some crazy shit. I'm thinking they will, honestly. Because, like, it's not going to come out of my dick. Got to think about it, right? It's not going to come out of my dick. So my body's going to need to transfer... the chia seeds from the kombucha. It's going to be tough. I'm assuming the shit's going to come straight out of my asshole. Right when I'm doing squats today. Like the moment I do a 90-degree squat, I'm gonna fart, and I will have the best form of my life. Don't get me wrong, right? Because I'll be blasting up there, dude. All hip. But my pants won't be doing so well. My shorts won't be doing so hot. But yeah, man. Those needs were weird with me. I needed to sort of figure all that shit out. Because it's also like just the courage to say no, right? Because that's what I was thinking. I was trying to figure out, well, what are our needs? What are our needs? What is a need? Because need is a weird thing. Need feels relative. And it makes more sense to me what a need is. But then what's a want? Well, we can want a need, I think, right? I think we can want a need. Right? Because, or maybe we can't. Right? Maybe we can't, honestly. Because what if what we need is like community, is friends, right? That was one of the needs I said, was community. But you want alcohol. Right? You need you need community, but you want alcohol. You don't need alcohol, but you want it. So then how do you stop doing alcohol? Because maybe you only hang out with friends when you're drunk. So you need to drink in order to hang out with your friends. And that's tough. I mean, that's a shitty life to have to drink in order to hang out with your friends. So what do you do about that? And I think it is courage. I think it's just the courage to say no. I don't want to drink. That's what I think. I don't know. I mean, that's what I would think, right? Like, if you don't want to do something, just say no. Nah, I don't actually want it. Don't actually want this. Because also, if you do everything you need, you're boring as fuck. But I need to do this. I need to do this. What do I need? Do you want to do this? Sure, I do want to, but I don't need to. I need to do this. All right. It's kind of shitty. You know? It's kind of just shitty. So then how do you stop a want? Is you just have the courage. You just have the courage to say, no, I don't fucking want it. I think that's honestly better than a need. But there's also needs that we have in our life that we can't betray. And I think they come up interchangeably, and I don't think it's good to map out your entire life and your entire day. I think that's shitty. It's not fun. You know, this podcast is one of those things that, like, I don't know, I enjoy this. I enjoy this podcast a lot. I really enjoy this podcast. It's just weird to me, like, a few things, right? One, today I've only had like 80 milligrams of caffeine compared to yesterday where I had like over 200. And I was like high as fuck based on the drive and the caffeine, right? So that wasn't great. So today is a huge recovery day. So I'm just thinking why the podcast is a bit slower. It's also getting used to things just not needing to be crazy. Like, I'm very happy just doing this podcast. And I think I need that a little more. Right? Like, yesterday I was thinking, I need all these crazy things. It's like, no, I just need to enjoy what I'm doing. And that's a good quality to have, to be a little pessimistic. Because you go like, today was just a good day. And to be happy about that. Today was just a good day. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Today was all right. Not a lot of terrible things happened. Great. Great. That is fantastic. And it's not cynical, but it's just to go that terrible things, I could have died. And I didn't. And a lot of actually pretty good things happened today. and that's fun, man. That makes the day fun. It makes the day enjoyable. And I think getting back to that sort of mentality is what'll really help me. Especially when things are really shitty. Because I go like, well, I knew this could happen. I knew this could happen. I knew something really shitty could happen. So I'm glad that I spent my time enjoying the days that were good. Really. And I know that there will be good days that come later. And I know there could be. Whether there is or there isn't is another fucking deal. But it's realistic. It's realistic. I don't think I'm going to go too much into all these other things. I think I just want to come back, sort of get things sort of normal for me again. I'm trying to get back into the routine. But I do have a lot of things I want to talk about. But I kind of wanted to just take it easy a bit today. You know, I really enjoy this fucking podcast. I want to stress that as much as I can. I love doing this. But I want to just kind of get back into the routine. Because I was away for 3 days. So, anyways. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting, man. I mean, I'm probably going to post this one on my Instagram. But follow my Instagram, JaggerKoppen. JaggerKoppen. I'm getting more followers, so thank you for that. If you want to support, please. And then DM me, read a comment. I post clips when I go to the range on the weekend. I post those live videos on there. It's fun, man. It's fun. Please check it out. And yeah, subscribe. Leave a good review if you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it. If you didn't enjoy it, just wait for the podcast to be good, man. Just wait. If you liked it, though, leave 5 stars, man. I appreciate it. And share it. Again, if you love it, share it. Eventually, if this thing is way more popular, I will have merch. I will have all that sort of goodness. But I don't think we're there yet, man. I don't think we're there yet, but I'm fine with it. I just enjoy making the podcast. And I enjoy seeing that you guys listen. So thank you. I'll see you guys tomorrow.